Ron, let's look at the returns a little closer at this time. What do they tell us about who voted for Obama, who voted for Clinton, and where Edwards drew his support?
Well, first of all, let's take a look at some of the raw returns, which are now reaching the point where it's reportable and in the sense of a critical mass. We have about 20% of the precincts reporting now. And Obama, who had been running at about 40% in the latest polls, is up closer to 50% or even over 50% in the first one-fifth of the vote counted. So he's bidding here to win an absolute majority in this three-way race. Hillary Clinton trailing at 27%. That's a little bit under where she was in the polls. And then John Edwards at about 20%, and that's exactly where he was in the polls. As it also turns out, again, as we've seen in some of the other earlier Democratic events, 60% of the people voting today in South Carolina were women. And of those women, this is interesting, the black women went for Barack Obama in exactly the same proportion, about four-fifths, 80%, as the African-American men.
What does that tell you?
Well, it says that that loyalty test, that sort of pull between a woman candidate, the first woman to be this close to being president of the United States, and the first African-American to be similarly situated, was resolved in favor of the African-American for the overwhelming majority of the women who voted today in this primary.
Ron, what does this say about Super Tuesday? What does it do for Obama going into that?
I think it brings him back into a completely competitive position, whereas he had been losing a lot of momentum since his miraculous, in some people's minds, Iowa showing. Then some of the magic came off in New Hampshire, where in the late going, Hillary Clinton rose up and won that primary. Then she won a very close contest in Nevada. So his momentum had been somewhat dissipated. Now he has it back as a result of this particular win, particularly given the percentage of it and the very strong appeal he showed for his base voters.
And of course, there is one more primary left before Super Tuesday. That is this coming Tuesday in Florida for the Republicans. We'll talk about that a little later in the hour. Before we close this segment, let's remind voters that based on early returns and exit polls, Illinois Senator Barack Obama is projected to win a resounding victory in today's Democratic primary in South Carolina. New York Senator Hillary Clinton appears headed for second place, and John Edwards, the former senator from North Carolina, is coming in third. You can learn more about what's at stake in all the presidential contests, and you can follow results at npr.org/elections.